spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. With the holiday season upcoming, Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Their gifts really do spark joy. We've given them to a lot of our friends. Tiggy gave me one where you can kind of like color in a photo. So we did one of the three of us in Vegas at the F1 race. So basically all of these gifts kind of have that. It's exactly what I wanted feeling. Somehow they know exactly what you can get for every single person on your list, from holiday gifts and hostess gifts, gifts for kids, gifts for sports fans and book lovers. It's literally everything that you need in one place, and it's all very unique. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/paddockproject. That's uncommongoods.com/paddockproject for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our monthly installment of Progress Paddock, our chance to talk about all the amazing things happening in women in motorsport and diversity in motorsport. And we have an exciting topic of conversation today, which is the historic Formula E women's test. This was the first all-female test in FIA history, hosted last week at the Jarama Circuit in Madrid. It's really historic and a significant milestone for women in motorsport.
So this test was part of the broader Formula E testing schedule and took place during the final session of the four-day test. The women tested in the brand new Gen 3 Evo car for next year for season 11, which is incredibly powerful. This is the one that can accelerate like crazy, way faster than a Formula One car. So it's so cool to see them in machinery this powerful. And each Formula E team was required to field at least one female driver for the test, and they were strongly encouraged to include two, which most did. So I think the question, why all women? Why is this even important? First, the test provided a platform for female drivers to gain valuable experience in super high performance electric racing. They were in the same machinery as men driving around. And again, an incredibly, incredibly powerful car to allow them to showcase their potential. And I think secondly, super important for representation, showcasing forward thinking, an opportunity for younger women to understand a world championship level, make connections with the teams. Just the exposure and the experience, I think, is incredible. And it's so cool to see women from all different types of series. You know, we had Jamie Chadwick, we had a lot of F1 Academy drivers, we had a lot of other people from different circuits and from different series. And so that was really amazing to see them race all together in equal machinery.
Exactly. And so in the press conference before the test happened, they sat down, Abby Pulling, Bianca, and I think it was Nerea Marti. So the four of them were chatting in a press conference before the test. And a lot of it is they weren't even talking about like competition or anything like that. They were just like, I'm here for the team that brought me on to help them test what they need to do, get as many learnings as possible. So like they were there for their team, but then personally, they were also sort of saying the sentiment of, it's really cool for me to be able to test a new kind of machinery. Most of them have not been in an FE car before. And then beyond that too, to make new connections and sort of like network in another world of, or another part of the motorsport world that's at such a high level. So a lot of amazing things going on for them there. And it's really a significant test. Of course, it's historic. It's the first time that all women are doing a test for FE. But what's really cool is it just signifies or really underscores Formula E's commitment to fostering inclusion and creating tangible opportunities for women at these super high levels of motorsport. And also, it was a very big weekend just in terms of showing younger women and aspirational drivers that women can sort of be playing in these really big fields. There's a FIA Girls on Track event. We love that organization. And they hosted almost 400 local young women as well to show them everything that the weekend was about. So lots of impact on multiple different levels.
100%. Very well said. So before we get into the test itself, I think we need to focus a bit on the Valencia to Madrid shakeup. So due to tragic and deadly flooding in Valencia, where Formula E was set to conduct all of its preseason testing, the test was moved to just north of Madrid at the circuit that Chessa has been talking about. And just, it's really tragic to see another horrific climate-driven natural disaster that's had an impact on motorsport and the communities that it races in. If we remember the Imola flooding last year, which canceled the F1 race, Canadian wildfires right before the Montreal Grand Prix a couple years ago, and more things, I fear we're going to keep seeing more and more of this. But it was a really crazy couple weeks, I think, in Valencia, to say the least. And I guess the one bright spot worth calling out was that Formula E launched a GoFundMe, donated 50,000 euros for immediate flood relief efforts in Valencia. So it's always nice to see series supporting the communities they're involved in. And it's not just a one-way transaction. You know, the community gives a lot to Formula E and to the series that race in these communities, and it should be vice versa as well. So that was really nice to see despite the absolute tragedy. But one thing worth noting due to that location change is that the women had been doing months of simulation prep to race in Valencia and on that circuit. So the unexpected switch was just another factor for them to consider. And all things considered, they did incredibly well for having to change locations so quickly.
Yeah, I can't imagine never having driven an FE car. And then also some of them had never driven on this circuit and then having to jump in and all eyes are on you to perform this historic test. And it's not like the test was necessarily like man versus woman, but obviously the female times get compared to the male times, and we'll talk about that. And it went really well. Spoiler alert. For a gift that's always on time and lasts a lifetime, you can't do better than Masterclass. With Masterclass, your loved ones can learn from the best to become their best. Just take a look at the iconic teacher lineup, including Anna Wintour, Kris Jenner, and Gordon Ramsay. It's the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 of the world's best. That's why Wirecutter calls it an invaluable gift. These classes are the perfect gift, and they really do make a difference. 88% of Masterclass members feel that it's made a positive impact on their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/forthegirls for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/forthegirls. The holidays are coming, and they are a great chance for self-reflection, goal setting, and connecting with loved ones. And learning a new language goes hand in hand with this, since it opens doors to meaningful conversation, enriching experiences, and of course, personal development. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Personally, my extended family all speaks Italian, so I'm using Rosetta Stone to brush up on my skills before seeing them all for the holidays. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. Plus, it's super intuitive to use and fully immersive and designed for fast language acquisition. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, Paddock Project listeners can get Rosetta Stone's Lifetime Membership Holiday Special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today for yourself or as a gift that keeps giving. The end of the season, the end of the F1 season is upon us. And as we're busy going to races and wrapping up everything, we are trying to do everything we can to feel our best. And one thing that we have been using to help us are our Happy Mammoth products. We've been using them for a while, especially Estro Control. It really helps us support our hormones and alleviate those pesky PMS symptoms, including bloating. It also assists in maintaining cognitive health and promoting liver function and digestive health, which is really good as we're really busy and wrapping up and heading into holiday party season. Happy Mammoth, who also has the amazing Hormone Harmony supplement, it's a brand that's dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women, and they make no compromises when it comes to quality. For a limited time, get 15% off your order at happymammoth.com with code F1RTheGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code F1RTheGirls for 15% off today. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning F1 championships is sometimes also what you need to keep your car running day in and day out. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has got you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. So in terms of who was at the test, so these amazing women, they brought a very unique combined background in motorsports, from karting to endurance racing, like Tiki said, some F1 Academy racers and other championships and teams outside of Formula E. So we'll go through all of the FE teams and who they brought along. So we have the Jaguar TCS racing team. They had Jamie Chadwick. As we all know, Jamie is a three-time W Series champion. She has had some experience in some FE rookie tests, and she is scheduled to participate in the 2025 Berlin E-Prix rookie test and was also in the FE car in Portland. So she's definitely the more experienced of the bunch. Jaguar also had Lilou Wadou. Tiggy, give me your French. Is it French?
Lilou Wadou. Yeah, that sounds pretty French.
Gorgeous. It's spelled very French. Yeah. So she is Ferrari's first female factory driver. She was the first woman winner in the FIA World Endurance Championship. And she, you know, got her start in karting, transitioning to endurance and sports cars. So she's done a lot in terms of her background. Sadly, she was actually unable to participate in the test because there was some seat fitting issues, which I cannot imagine how frustrating that must have been. But Jaguar has assured that she will continue to get future testing opportunities.
For Tagger Porsche, so Gabriella Jilkova, Porsche development and simulator driver with the GT4 European Series, completed significant mileage testing the Porsche 99X Electric. And then Marta Garcia, of course, our former F1 Academy champion, Iron Dames racer, currently competing in the Formula Regional European Championship. Debut in Formula E for her was at the Berlin Rookie Test, and she's raced on this track in F4 in 2016. So Marta, obviously Spanish, so she's been in and around some of these circuits, but yeah, great to see her back out there in such a powerful car.
For DS Penske, we have Jess Edgar, a F1 Academy driver right now with a karting background. She had her first single-seater podium in the GB4 Championship, and she won that at the Circuit of the Americas. So love to see Jess out there. And then they also had Beitske Visser. She has a lot of experience in sports car racing, endurance racing, including the Formula Renault 3.5 Series and the W Series, where she was a two-time runner-up.
We have Nissan with none other than Abby Pulling herself, the first woman to win in British F4. She leads right now in F1 Academy with 7 wins this season. So Abby was supposed to be driving alongside Sophia Florsch, who unfortunately had to withdraw, but we'll get to the results. And Abby is just faster and faster every time we see her on track. So that was fun to watch.
For Andretti, we have Chloe Chambers. This is her Formula E debut. She currently competes in F1 Academy and has had a few podiums. And then, of course, we have Nerea Marti. She progressed from karting to Spanish F4, and she had a podium there in her debut year. She's also currently in F1 Academy, and she's from Valencia, so I think this was especially difficult for her. Somewhat of a bright spot too. Andretti, the team that she's testing with, donated some funds to the cause as well. So it was nice to see some extra support going in there.
Envision Racing had Alicia Palmowski, a junior racing standout. She's the vice champion in GB4, the GB4 championship, with 11 podiums and 3 wins. So definitely someone to keep our eyes on. Alice Powell joined Envision in 2021. She's experienced in Formula E testing, definitely helpful from a data perspective to help with team development and all of that. So good to see Alice back in the car.
So last few teams here, we have Neom McLaren, such a cool name. We have Bianca Bustamante, who we've met before, would love. She's an absolute powerhouse. She's part of the McLaren driver development program. She is currently racing in F1 Academy. And I want to pull a quote from her that she talked about ahead of the test. So she said, "I feel like it's a very rare opportunity to get behind the wheel of these cars. We all know how expensive it can be and how limited the opportunities are," which is just such an important sentiment that we've talked a lot about when it comes to getting women through the pipeline and testing and at these high levels of motorsport. And it is really expensive, and it's really amazing to see the series itself championing this and giving women these opportunities. So that's what Bianca said. And then alongside her, we have Ella Lloyd. She's a recent McLaren development driver, British F4 competitor. She's won multiple trophies in the Formula Winter Series. And so she's an amazing teammate there for her.
And she will be racing in F1 Academy for McLaren next year, which is super exciting. So Maserati MSG, they brought Tatiana Calderon, versatile racer in single-seater, endurance, and IndyCar, super experienced. She's currently competing in the IMSA Sports Car Championship, so lots of experience under her belt. Carrie Schreiner, an F1 Academy driver, she has roots in karting, has also raced in the ADAC Formula 4 and British Formula 4 series. So good to see her too.
The Yamaha team, Lola Yamaha ABT, they have one racer, Miki Koyama. She's a Toyota Gazoo Racing Development driver, the first female FIA championship winner in Japan. She also raced in the W Series and some other endurance racing. For Kiro Race Co., we have Simona De Silvestro. She has raced in FE, IndyCar. She's an Australian supercars veteran, which is really awesome. She also worked with Porsche, and she's actually set to compete in the 2026 Winter Olympics in the bobsleigh, which is so cool.
So cool. God, these women are just so multi-talented. I love that. That's such a fun fact. And last team, Mahindra, Lena Bueller, the Swiss F1 Academy runner-up with podium finishes in Barcelona and Monza. Last year, supported by Mahindra's engineering team for her Formula E development.
So very exciting and incredible lineup of these ladies. So how did they actually do? What happened in the race? So for results, it comes to surprises no one. It feels like nowadays that Abby Pulling, I don't want to say swept the floor, but Abby Pulling came out on top. She's at the head of F1 Academy or that season right now. So she set the fastest lap time of 1:30.889, getting very particular. It's really, really impressive this time. It's only 3 seconds off of the best time from the official Formula E preseason testing, which had just happened literally days before or the day before. And given that she has very limited experience at this circuit, it's absolutely mind-boggling. We had Jamie Chadwick finishing second, just 0.3 seconds behind Abby. Really competitive spread across the field. And then we had Bianca Bustamante with McLaren, like we said, finishing in third, only less than a second behind Abby. Again, super tight spread across all of these women. And it's just crazy. Like I just said, it's given the context of the fact that we had all of the official FE drivers, which are men, racing mere hours and days before this test. It just shows a really stark comparison. And again, it's not like they had to show up and beat them. And it wasn't going to be a huge competition in that sense. But it's really, really nice and affirming to see how close it really, really was across the whole session. Other thing to call out for this test, it was a 3-hour test. We had a brief red flag when Jess Edgar went off at turn 3. She was okay and her car had no serious damage. But notable to include there as well.
100%. And so it begs the question of what is next? We think this test was a super important initial step towards hopefully ongoing proactive efforts to achieve long-term diversity, equality, inclusivity within Formula E and beyond, including other motorsport series as well. Jeff Dodds, the CEO of Formula E, who we've interviewed, if you haven't listened to that one, you should definitely check it out. But he said this race was super important in drawing attention to creating an opportunity for equal conditions and opportunities in motorsport, and that Formula E's fan base is almost 50-50 split when it comes to male-female. So it only makes sense to make gender representation in the sport a priority. I think fans are demanding it, and that is being heard, hopefully, by series and by the incredible women who just want the opportunities that men have had for a very long time. So we're thrilled that this happened. We know it's just an initial step and it's not really about the time comparison here. It's just about putting these women in equal machinery, getting them all out there on the field, allowing them to showcase their potential. And we're so excited for hopefully what's coming next.
Formula One, you're next, hopefully.
Please.
All right. Thanks, everyone.